What up? Kelly Northwest Vibes. And we got a fucking coach. Let's go. I'm so fucking jacked right now. I really shouldn't even do this podcast. Or at least wait until they get, like, the coordinators fixed. But, that ain't happening. And that's fine. So, Mike McDonald is the new coach, and I am freaking jacked about it. I wanted Harbaugh for sure. It just seemed like the most obvious candidate, most qualified. And you know what? Pete left this team in pretty decent shape. Whether they keep Geno or not, they have decent wiggle room with cap space, and they have a good core of players, and John Schneider is a really good general manager, and there are lots of, you know, culture and relationships and fans and a good stadium, and Jody Allen, for all intents and purposes, seems like a good owner, and definitely willing to spend and make it right, unlike the Mariners. So, anyway, I just have a list of things of why I like this move. It is kind of stupid, though, because he hasn't done anything as a head coach, and we'll see how it actually goes, but no matter what you're doing, you're taking a risk, so you might as well take the best risk, and this guy seems awesome. I mean, right off the bat, Jim Harbaugh, or John Schneider was willing to wait till after the Super Bowl to talk to this guy, so he has created ripples in the college world, and in the professional world, and Ravens fans are just pissed off that he's gone. Like, a lot of people were hoping that John Harbaugh would get fired and he would get hired as the next head coach, which is freaking hilarious and really makes me feel like this is the right move. But on top of that, I don't have any negatives for this move, considering he is from the Harbaugh coaching tree and probably less crazy than Jim, but was his understudy and was also John Harbaugh's understudy, and absolutely turned around the defense there and actually helped Michigan with Jim Harbaugh as well. So wherever he goes, he does a really good job. And Let's see. He was the Ravens were the first team since like 1970 to lead the NFL in defensive takeaways, defensive points scored, and defensive sacks. Ravens lead the defensive points allowed, I think is a better way to put it. So automatically he is crazy qualified. Someone called him, like, the defensive Sean McVay. And, I mean, the Seahawks, we love offense, but, man, the fans get crazy for defense. So I love that they went this way. And I know Schneider was talking about, oh, well, we're tired of the carousel at offensive coordinator. Maybe we'll get an offensive head coach. But clearly this was the number one candidate this year, other than Harbaugh. But he also came with some baggage, whereas the biggest knock on McDonald is he's like 36 or 37 and doesn't have as much experience. And to go from the oldest coach in the NFL to the youngest coach is kind of funny, but I mean, we were stagnant, right, for a few years, and now we're not. So it's got to be good. I'm excited for this. I love that Mike McDonald's last game as a Raven, they lost because they didn't run the ball enough. Like, that's going to leave a sour taste in his mouth. And just like, okay, we need to be physical on defense, obviously, and we need to be physical on offense, obviously. So that's probably going to affect their offensive coordinator hire and who they pick in the draft and how they set everything up. So, you know, it's like, yeah, you can get cute with football, but only so cute, because you need to go and hit people in the mouth. And if you do better hitting and better tackling, and better pushing than the other team, and you're faster and you're more violent, then you're going to win more games. So, yeah, draw up the X's and O's, but you got to have the right Joes. I don't know what the quote is, but whatever. Him holding Mahomes to 0 points in the second half shows that he can absolutely adjust in game. He also did 0 points against the Dolphins, I think, this high-scoring team after the second half as well. He destroyed us. Like, we had one of our worst games against the Ravens this year, and he absolutely dismantled the 49ers. And that might be the number one reason why McDonald is here, is because he is the Shanahan killer. And I just can't wait for that to happen. Because McVay and Shanahan have had our number, and now maybe not. I don't know. I mean, but we have a lot of good players. There's a lot of questions on, like, Jamal and Geno, and, you know, do we re-sign some of these other players like Leonard Williams, and, you know, draft coming up, we got a first pick. You know, do we go and get Penix, or do we trade for Justin Fields, or do we just say, fuck it, let everyone walk and have Drew Lock take over for a year until we get exactly what we want, because there's plenty of other issues that we need to resolve. I don't know. I do not know. But what's interesting is this Super Bowl has the highest paid quarterback on one side and a quarterback that's pretty good, you know, Shanahan, but he's also on a rookie contract. And that's been a very popular trend. So who knows? Obviously, it takes a lot more than that. But these are interesting trends to follow, and the Seahawks are not going down without a fight. And I love the fight that Schneider has here. He's not trying to be safe. He's swinging for the fences, and I think every single Seahawks fan should be jacked right now.